Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Zayin. We are holding on Daf Vavam Beis, last line on the page on Vavam Beis, Tanan Hassan. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and it's also sponsored by Dorit Flat and family in memory of the first yard site of her father, Yoshua Langbort, Yoshua Ben Avram, a Holocaust survivor. This Friday is his yard site in Shemesh Ben Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Today we're going to essentially discuss two topics. We already started the topic yesterday of how much the various kabbarnas are supposed to cost, a ma'a kesef or two ma'os kesef. So the Gemara is going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether a person needs to bring a karban each time you go into the azara on regel, and then the Gemara is going to bring rayas against each opinion. It's going to bring three rayas against Rabbi Yochanan, and then one raya against Reish Lakish, and then it's going to modify the whole machlokas and bring another raya against the Shita of Reish Lakish, and then the Gemara is going to have two explanations, because in that context we're going to mention this concept of Ein Nirin L'Chatzotin, that when you go and you do Re'iyah, when you do Re'iyah Pnei Hashem Ba'azara, you're not allowed to do it L'Chatzotin. But what in the world does that mean, that you're not allowed to do it halfway? So the Gemara is going to have two interpretations of what it means Ein Nirin L'Chatzotin. Then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to discuss which money can be used for the different karbanos, for the Olas Re'iyah, the Shalmi Chagiga, the Shalmi Simcha. Can you use Meiser money? Do you have to use only Chulin money? And the Gemara is going to elaborate on that discussion about which money can be used for the various karbanos. So let's begin again, the last line on the page, on Daf Vavam Beis. Tanan Asam, it says in Maseches Peah, Eil Dvar M'Shein L'Mashir, meaning we're working off of the fact that we said that there's a shear for the amount of money that you're supposed to use for the karban re'iyah. Machlokes B'Shan B'Sil, exactly how much, but apparently there is a shear of exactly how much money one is supposed to use. So we quote the famous Mishnah in Peah, Eil Dvar M'Shein L'Mashir, the following things, the Torah does not give a shear for how much you need in order to be Yotzei Yer Chiyuv. And they are HaPeah, V'Bikurim, most importantly for us, V'Harayon, which is the Torah's commandment that every Zachar Mibnei Yisrael comes to be seen in the Azara and the Shalosh Regalim and to bring a Karban Ola with him. So apparently there's no shear for that. Ugumilas Chasad V'Talmud Torah. So bottom line is, you see that Rayon is one of the things. So says the Gemara, Amr B'Yochon Kesvurna Nulomar, we thought that the shear of Ma'a Kesef that it says in the Mishnah is a shear Minat Torah, and therefore when the Mishnah says a Rayon Ein Lo Shear L'Maila, that must only mean that there's no upper shear, that you could add as much as you want. Aval yesh lo shear lamata, but there is a minimum shear, and that is, according to Beis Hillel, a ma'a kesef, that you need to spend a ma'a kesef on the olas re'iyah. Ad shabar Rav Shai Barabi Velimeid, until Rav Shai Barabi, Barabi over here doesn't mean the son of Rabbi. Barabi is a lashon of chashivos, that he was a gadol ador, that he was someone who was a very important person. Until Rav Shai Barabi came and taught us, harayon ein lashir, the rayon has no shir, lo lemaila velo lemata. It has no upper or lower shir. Aval chachamim omrim, but the chacham gave a shir that is the shir that we learned in our Mishnah, and that is hariyah ma kesef vachagiga shtei kesef. That the Riyah should cost a ma'a kesef, and the Chagiga should cost shtei kesef. The Rashi and the Agos Habach have a girsa aval amru chachamim, meaning that the chachamim are the ones that are kovei ashir. Namely, the chachamim are the ones that are kovei ashir, and minat Torah there is no shir. Whereas the girsa that we have in front of us is not aval amru chachamim, but chachamim omrim. Chachamim omrim makes it sound like it's some sort of machlokes tanaim that we're being taught over here. Meaning, if it's aval amru chachamim, so the first part of it is telling us that look, there is no shir when it comes to on the daraisa level, but you should know that the chachamim came along and gave it a shir, and that's what we've been discussing about the shir with the machlokes b'sham beis hillel. However, if you have the girsa that chachamim omrim, so then it makes it sound like it's a machlokes tanaim, that one tana says that there's no shir, but then the chachamim disagree and say that there is a shir. In the sefer Zeicher Chagiga, he says you can keep our girsa, and he explains that the Shir Min HaTorah is halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that the Re'iyah and the Chagiga together have to cost 3 ma'os kesef. Machlokes b'sham b'silal, how much each one costs. So since halacha is like b'silal, we call them the Chachamim Stam, because they're the ones that say the Re'iyah is ma'os kesef, and the Chagiga shtei kesef. So that's where Moshe is coming to tell me that the Chachamim are cholik, and they say, meaning the Chachamim being the Beis Hillel, say that that's the way that that it's supposed to be divided up, that the Re'iyah is Ma'a Kesef and the Chagiga is Shtei Kesef as opposed to Beis Shammai, who would flip that around. But bottom line is, you see that there is a shear for Rayon, but it's only a shear on a Derabbanan level. But on a Deraisa level, there's no shear. What about the other items we listed in this Mishnah that don't have a shear? So is it true that Peah has no shear whatsoever? So if you look at Rashi, on the top Rashi, HaPeah lo nosnabo Torah shear, v'afal b'shein lepeah shear, nosnabo chachamim shear, echon mishishim. That even though there's no shear midoraisa for Peah, but there is a shear midorabbanan for Peah, and that is echon mishishim. You should leave 1/60th of your field for Peya. Tosos and Davavim Beis, the bottom Tosos, Shein Lem Shir, Apeya, so it's a long Tosos, but Tosos quotes a Yerushalmi that has a Machlokas HaMoraim, that according to one opinion, Peya has no Shir at all, that you can give even Chita Achas for your field, and you can pater your whole field. You leave one stalk of wheat for Peya, and that's good enough. According to the second day on the Yerushalmi, it's Ein L'Shir L'Maila, you can make your entire field Peya, but L'Mata is Yesh L'Shir, there is a minimum amount they have to give for Peya, and that is 1/60th. So even though everyone agrees that Chum give the at least Midrabban, you have to give 1/60th, but they argue in a case where you give less than 1/60th. And if you say that it has no shear whatsoever, so whatever you gave, and you don't have to give any more for Peah because you fulfilled the Dinda Araisa. And whatever you give afterwards is therefore going to be Chayiv and Maisos. Peah is not Chayiv and Maisos. But if you already fulfilled the Daraisa by giving Chita Achas, so now if you decide to be Mashlim and give more, too late. Now that stuff is going to be chayiv and maestros because it's really yours. Whereas if you hold that it does have a shir lamata, so whatever you gave in between, it belongs to the ani and you can't be chozerbo. But the ani has to give maestro for it, and the balasada still has to give the entire shir of peah because it's not there was no shame peah on that which he has already given since it wasn't 1/60th. So he has to give the full shir of 1/60th all at one time if you hold that there's really a shir of 1/60th. Now it's interesting, Tosfos Rid raises the point, what's the chiddush? I mean, according to the Shita that there is a shear lamata, the shear is 1/60th, so when we say ein l'shear, it means that there's no shear lamaila, that if you want, you can give your whole field as peah. Of course you can give your whole field as peah. You could be mafkir your whole field. So what's the chiddush? If you could be mafkir your whole field, so obviously you can give the whole field as peah. What would be the difference between the two? So Tosfos Rid says, no, there's a big difference between being mafkir a field and giving it as peah. When you're mafkir a field, anybody could take it. Bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim. When you're giving it as peah, ashirim are not allowed to take it. Only aniyim are allowed to come and take the produce in the field. So that's the chiddush, that you're able to be mafkir the entire field, rak la'aniyim. That it's only aniyim are going to be allowed to take it. That's what it means that you can make your entire field peah. So then we said bikurim, that the seven the shivas haminim, that way the first fruits that grow from the shivas haminim you're supposed to bring to Yerushalayim and give to the kohanim. Rayon is what we've been discussing. Then we said gemilas chasadim. That gemilas chasadim benon lechavero also has no shir. So Tosfos adds an important point. Gemilas chasadim Yerushalmi adotema begufo avo b'mono yesh lo shir. That when we say gemilas chasadim is ein lo shir, that means how much physical involvement in gemilas chasadim you have to do. That you have to go to great extent to do gemilas chasadim begufo. But how much money you have to spend on gemilas chasadim, that is yesh lo shir. Meaning when we say spending money on gemilas chasadim, it's what we call tzedakah, that the mitzvah of tzedakah has a shir. In fact, that's one of the differences between mitzvah spedon l'mako and mitzvah spedon l'chavero. That typically there's a discussion in Chaschinu Chaz about the mitzvah of kibbut aveim. Is it a mitzvah spedon l'mako or is it a mitzvah spedon l'chavero? It's on the wrong side of the seres hadibros, right? It's on the spedon l'mako side, but it seems to be a spedon l'chavero mitzvah. So the achronim all discuss and l'may nafkamina whether something's a mitzvah spedon l'mako or spedon l'chavero. So there are several nafkaminas, but one of the nafkaminas might be whether you have to spend money on it. When it comes to mitzvah on the makom, you have to spend money on mitzvah on the makom. You don't have to spend more than a fifth of your money, but you have to spend money. When it comes to mitzvah spin adam the chavero, there's no requirement to spend money except for tzedakah. Except for the mitzvah of tzedakah, that's the only mitzvah on the chavero that a person has to spend money. So when we talk about gemilas chasadim not having a shir, we say gemilas chasadim doesn't have a shir as far as what one does begufo, it doesn't have a shir. And then we had said Talmud Torah, that Talmud Torah also doesn't have a shir, that a person has to learn each and every day, and not only that, but he can't be mevatel from Talmud Torah afilu shah achas. That's what Tosefta writes in Maseches Avodah Zarah in the first part, that they asked Rabbi Yeshua if a person could teach his child chachmas yevanis. So he said when it's a time that's neither day nor night, then you could teach chachmas yevanis, because the Torah, the pasuk says vigisa bo yomam v'layla, that you're supposed to be engaged in Talmud Torah yomam v'layla. So find a time that's neither yom nor layla, and then you could learn chachmas yevanis. I remember when I was in yeshiva, one of the younger bachrim asked one of the older bachrim for a chavrusa, and the older bachrim said, "I'm just so b'shah she'en lo yom v'lo layla. When it's neither yom or layla, that's when I'll have time to learn with you." So on the day they changed the clock and we got an extra hour, the younger guy said, "Okay, now you got an hour, so now you're going to learn with me. It's ain't a yom." Below Laila. That's not exactly true. It was Laila. It was in the middle of the night. But nevertheless, that's what the Tosefta says, that there's no time to learn Chachmas Yevanis because you have to learn Torah all the time. Turi Evan points out that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is very unique in this regard, that whatever you add, the more that you do, that's part of the Ikur Chiyuv, because there is no shir for the Ikur mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So even though a person could patter himself the Kriya Shema Shachmas V'Arvis, but he still has a mitzvah v'shinantem. He still has to yachshetem mechudadim beficha. He still has to become more and more fluent in the divrei Torah. So that's aim l'shir for Talmud Torah. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses another quick point over here. When we say that Tosas brings kash of the Yerushalmi, why doesn't the Mishnah say other things that are aim l'shir? Truma is aim l'shir. Min haTorah chita achas poteres says kolakri. So why don't we say that Truma doesn't have a shear? So Tos quotes the Teretz of the Yerushalmi that it doesn't say Truma because that's subject to Machlokas, that there's a chilik between Truma and these items, that Truma, you're not able to make the entire field Truma. If you say the entire Goren is Truma, it's Lo Amar Klum, because the Pasuk says Rashis, that only the Rashis of your produce is supposed to be Truma, and then you need Shirayim Nikarim, you need some leftovers in order for the Truma to be Chal, as opposed to Peya, even though a person doesn't make his entire field pay, that's only so long as he didn't he didn't harvest anything from his field, where he's not allowed to make the whole rest of it pay, because it says, so we learned that it's dafka when your coats are your field, it becomes chayvin pay. But once your coats are even chita achas, so then you could leave the entire rest of the field as a pay. Then Tos says that we could have said that the Yerushalmi means that the Mishnah doesn't mention truma b'nei machlokas, meaning that truma there's a shear, that there's a chilik in the shear lamata, that if you give Ba'in Yafa, it's Zechad Me'arbaim. If you give Ba'in Beidin, it's Zechad B'chamishim. Ayin Ra, it's Zechad B'shishim. As opposed to everything else listed in the Mishnah, that even if there is a Shir L'mata, there's no chilik in what that Shir L'mata is. There are no multi-tiers of the Shir L'mata. It's just a Shir L'mata. Or maybe Mnei Machlokas means that it's Machlokas Tanayim. If a person is Marba B'Truma and he gives more than the normal shear, it's Machlokas Tanayim, how much you're allowed to give. According to Rabbi Lazar, you can give only Echon Me'asara. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you can give up until half of the Perus being Chulin and half of them being Truma. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you can give even all of it Truma, as long as you leave something over that's not Truma, as opposed to everything else, where you could add all the other items listed in the Mishnah, where you could add as much as you want. Tosos also quotes that the Yerushalmi raises the question, why doesn't the Mishnah say offer sota, that you give you put in the mayim in order to be mashka the sota, and the efer paraduma that you put in the mechatos to sprinkle on the tamei person, and the saliva that the yavama has to spit in front of the yavam at the time of the chalitza, and the dam tzipar that's put on the mayim to sprinkle on the mitzvah. All of those things are ein lashir. So Tosos brings the answer of Rabbi Yossi that that the Mishnah is only mentioning things that there's a mitzvah to be mosif on them, as opposed to those things. It's in Lashir, but there's no mitzvah to be mosif. You don't have to add. There's no special nice thing to do to add extra to it. And that's Tzuri Evan adds. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say by the in Lashir for tzitzis and for lulav. Right? There's a minimum size. How long the strings of your tzitzis have to be? There's a minimum size. How long your lulav has to be? But it's in Lashir l'mayla. How come it doesn't mention that in Lashir l'mayla? Because there's no mitzvah to be mosif. No, you don't win if you bring the biggest lulav to shul. A person doesn't win if they have the longest tzitzis. So maybe in Lashir, but there's nothing. There's no benefit to having more than what it says. Okay, back in the Gemara now. So Maya Rayon, when the Tana says the Lashon of Harayon, and it doesn't say Hari'iyo, which would have been the more obvious Lashon to use, it sounds like it's not only talking about the money you spend for the carbon Ri'iyo, where it says V'lo Yiro Panay Reikam, so you need to bring a carbon, so you have to spend money on it. It sounds like it's talking about the actual showing up in the Azara also, that Yeira'a Kol Zuchurcha, and it's telling me that mitzvah also doesn't have a shear, meaning by using an unusual word of Reyayon and not the Ri'iyo, it sounds like we're not only talking about the carbon of Ri'iyo, we're talking about the physical showing up. So what does it mean that Ri'iyas Panim doesn't have a shear? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how one is Mekayim Ri'iyas Panim that doesn't have a shear. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ri'iyas Panim Ba'azara, that a person could show up to the Azara as many times as he wants, and he doesn't have to bring a carbon every time, that it's Ein Lashir, you can go into the Azara as many times as you want on Yom Tov. Reish Lakish Amar Ri'iyas Panim Be'Karban, that you're allowed to bring a carbon each time you want, but you need to bring a carbon every time. Yes, you can go to the Azara every time, but every time it's got to be with the carbon. It's usher to be lava reikam. You can't come empty-handed without a carbon. So that machlokas is going to take the majority of Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, first of all, let's frame the machlokas. Let's understand the machlokas. Be'ikra regel, on the first day of Yom Tov, where you have to show up, kuli amlo pligi, there is no machlokas, diriyas panim carbon. That when you come to the Azara, you need to bring a carbon with you. Ki pligi, the machlokas of Yochanan and Shlokish is bishar yimos haregel. After you've already been mekayim the mitzvah and you brought a carbon ri'iyah on the first day of Yom Tov, and now the Gemara is telling us that even by ri'iyah and shar yimei haregel, kalecha da'asa va'aiti, if you came and you brought a carbon, everyone agrees that they'll be mekabel the carbon. You're allowed to bring it on the mizbech like any other carbon ri'iyah. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is that it's shar yimei haregel and da'asa v'lo aiti. And you showed up and you didn't bring a carbon. So Rabbi Yochanan sav ri'iyas panim ba'azara. Rabbi Yochanan says you can show up to the azara as many times as you want. There is no shear, and therefore you can go in and see the and have ri'iyas panim ba'azara even without a carbon. You don't have to bring a carbon every time you come. Reish Lakish Shamar Ri'iyas Panim Be'Karban. Reish Lakish says no. Every time you go, you need to bring a carbon. Every time you go into the Azara, you need to have a carbon together to bring with you. So again, the way we're framing the Machlokas now is that on the first day of Yom Tov, there is no doubt that every time you go into the Azara, you need a carbon. Machlokas is on the other days of Yom Tov, where there's still no doubt that if you bring a carbon, carbon will accept it. The only machlokas is, must you bring a carbon on the rest of the days of Yom Tov? So given that that's the machlokas, says the Gemara, we have three challenges to Rabbi Yochanan. Esrei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan, who said that you don't have to bring a carbon each time you come le'ra'os on the rest of the days of Yom Tov. The Pasuk says, v'lo yiro'u panay reikam. So it sounds like each time you have to bring a carbon. It says you can't come empty-handed. So Rabbi Yochanan says, simple defense, bi'ikar regel. Yes, that's true, but that's on the first day of Yom Tov. The first day of Yom Tov, there was no machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan agreed. You need to bring a carbon each time. It's the subsequent days of Yom Tov that they had the machlokas about. So it says Gemara Eisvei, the Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan a second time. Pasuk says, V'lo yiro panay reikam bizvachim, that you have to bring a carbon each time. And a zevach carbon, meaning an animal, and not ophos, where you don't use a knife, you just do malika with your fingernail, nor menachos. Satomer bezvachim, are you sure that the chi of carbon ri'iyah is to bring a zevach? O eno ele b'ophos menachos. Maybe you could be mekayim in the mitzvah of ri'iyas panim ba'azara, bringing a carbon ofer, a carbon mincha, vidinu, and we can learn from a binyanav that you're not able to bring ophos and menachos for this carbon, because nemer chagigah lehadyot, the Torah Gemara says that a person has to bring a carbon chagiga, which gets eaten by a hedyot, and that's how he celebrates. That's the chagiga that he brings on Yom Tov. And the Torah says lo yira pnei Hashem rekam, that you have to bring a carbon for gavoa l'tzarchei shemayim. So ma chagiga amur lehedyot zvachim, just like the chagiga that you bring lehedyot is zvachim, because by the carbon chagiga it says beferish v'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker. So you see, the chagiga has to come from something that has chelev that's brought on the mizbeach. So ofos amenachos, there is no chelev that's brought on the mizbeach. So from the fact that in the context of chagiga it says loyal and chelev chagi ad boker, you see that the chagiga has to be a zevach. So afriya amur legavoa zvachim. So too the riya that's brought legavoa also has to be a behema that's shechted with a sakin. It's a zevach. So ask Gemara, mahin zvachim? What are these zvachim that are brought for carbonos riya? So the Brisa says olos. They are brought as carbonos ola, meaning they're all brought in the mizbeach, and no person eats from them. It's all a carbon ola. The mizbeach consumes the entire thing. Satomer olos and el shlamim. You sure? Maybe it's a carbon shlamim where the mizbeach consumes a portion of it, but people consume a portion of it as well, because we learn it from chagiga. So we should learn that just like chagiga, it's shalmei chagiga. So maybe by ri'iyah, it's also shalmei ri'iyah. It's not an olas ri'iyah. So v'dinu. So we learn with the binyanav that certainly the ri'iyah cannot be a shlamim, because nemar chagiga lehedyot v'nemar ri'iyah legavoa. It says chagiga by a hedyot, and it says chiyuv of ri'iyah for gavoa. Ma chagiga mur lehedyot b'ra'ui lo, just like the chagiga that it says for a hedyot is that which is ra'ui for the hedyot to eat and to celebrate with, so that it's got to be a carbon shlamim where only the emurim get burnt legavoa, but the basar is nechal lebailim. So too in a case where you bring the ri'iyah, it's got to be that which is ratwi legavoa, which is carbonola that's entirely burnt. And it makes sense that the ri'iyah should be from a behema, and that it's be brought as an ola that's entirely burnt. Because it shouldn't be that you have your own shulchan that's full of meat from the shalmi chagiga and the shalmi simcha, and also the carbon ri'iyah now, Shulchan Rab Charekam, whereas the Mizbeach is going to be empty. So therefore, the Re'iyah has to be something that's entirely in Ola, as opposed to if you bring Ofos and Menachos, or you bring it as a Shlamim, then it would be Shulchan Rab Charekam. That would be a big Bizayon. The Mizbeach would be empty. So from the price, it sounds like V'lo Yoro Panay Rekam teaches us that you have to be Makbid, that the Mizbeach should never be empty when you come to be Roe Panav. So this is one long kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says that if you keep coming back, then you don't need to bring a carbon each time. Whatever happens, shaloye shulchan rab charekam, don't you have a responsibility to make sure that you're constantly feeding the mizbeach each time you come? So Rabbi Yochanan says, the Brice is talking about b'ikra regel. The Brice is only talking about the first day of Yom Tov. And remember, Rabbi Yochanan says, I agree about the first day of Yom Tov. On the first day of Yom Tov, every time you show up, you need to bring a karban. That's where we have such an inyan, shalei shulchan rabcha reikam. But throughout the rest of Yom Tov, you don't need to bring a karban each and every time. Esvei, a third and final challenge to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. The Brisa tells us, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Domer, Sholosh Regalim, B'Shanan, Tzav, Yisrael, Lal, Seregel. 3 times a year, we have to be Ol Regal. B'Chag HaMatzos, B'Chag HaShuos, B'Chag HaSukos. And Ve'einir in the Chatzain. We're not allowed to go halfway. We'll see later what that means. 2 interpretations of what that means. Bishum Shnemar Kol Zuchurcha. It says Kol Zuchurcha, so it can't be half a job of Aliyah L'Regel. Well, again, we'll see later what that means. But for our purposes, Ve'inir and Reikonim. You can't come empty-handed. Bishum Shnemar V'lo Yiro Panay Reikam. So the Brisa sounds like you're not allowed to come empty-handed on any of the days of Yom Tov. And Rabbi Yochanan had said that after the first day, you're allowed to go to the Azar as many times as you want, and you can be empty-handed. So Amalei Be'ikra Regel. Same defense. He says, no, that Brisa is also talking about only the first day of Yom Tov, where you're not allowed to come empty-handed. But in a chinami, after the first day of Yom Tov, one may come empty-handed. So now the Gemara turns the tables and says, you know, instead of challenging Rabbi Yochanan, let's challenge Reish Lakish. Say, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish. The pasuk says, Yira'a kol zechor chasmei Adon Hashem. So the word Yud Reish Aleph Hei could be read in 2 ways. So Yira, the simple reading would be Yira, that the each Zachar among Yisrael has to come see the Shechina, but based on the way that we read it, it's Yeroeh, meaning that they come to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem comes to see the people. So the Chacham learned that we make a hekesh between these two ways of reading it. So Ma'ani Bechinam, just like Hashem comes to see people, Bechinam, he doesn't have to bring a carbon with him when he comes to see us, Afatem Bechinam, so too when we come to see Hashem, it shouldn't cost us anything. You don't have to bring a carbon when you come to see Hashem. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, don't you see that you're allowed to go to the Azara without spending any money, without bringing a carbon? Because Ma Hashem, just like Hashem comes and looks at us without bringing anything, we can come and see Him without bringing anything. So based on that kasha on Reish Lakish, the Gemara says, you know what? We must have misunderstood the entire Machlokas. The Gemara views this kasha as like a checkmate. There's no answer to this kasha. So we have to say we misunderstood the whole Machlokas. As long as you come to the Azara, if you did not bring a carbon with you, everyone agrees. Reish Lakish also agrees. For free, you're allowed to show up to the Azara on the rest of the days of Yom Tov, and if you didn't bring a carbon with you, you're allowed in anyway. The Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish is when you come in the rest of the days of Yom Tov and you have a carbon with you, do we even accept the carbon? Rabbi Yochanan da Amar Rias Panam Azar Rias Panam Udein Lashir Hal Karban Yesh Lashir. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rias Panam doesn't have a shir, that you could show up as many times as you want, but there is a shir for how many carbonos you bring, so therefore you're not allowed to bring another carbon. You already brought a carbon once with Rias Panam. Reish Lakish Amar Rias Panam Bekarban Adafil Carbon Nami Ein Loshir, that just like there's no shir to the amount of times you show up, if you want to bring a carbon each and every time, because on day 8 you can go and bring a carbon each and every time. But Reish Lakish is moda that you don't have to bring a carbon each and every time, it's just that it gives you permission, that one is permitted to bring a carbon each and every time. So now the Gemara says, okay, now let's challenge Reish Lakish the way we understand him now, the way we understand Reish Lakish now, that one is not required to bring a carbon every time, but that one is permitted to. So Esve, the Pasuk says, Choka Ragl Chami Beis Re'echa, that you should make your feet scarce when you shouldn't be constantly going to the Beis Hashem. You shouldn't constantly be showing up to the Beis HaMikdash, that Klal Yisrael are called Reim, Beis Re'echa, L'mana Chai V'Re'ai. So the Klal Yisrael shouldn't be coming all the time to the Beis HaMikdash. Marsha points out the Pasuk is not really talking about Karbanos. Pasuk is in Mishlei, but the Pasuk appears in Mishlei, so it's a Mashal, and therefore we were given a poetic license to darshan it about Karbanos. So you see from there, now, when a person holds back from bringing karbanos to be makar in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a good thing. So that's a kasher Reish Lakish holds that each time a person comes, he's allowed to bring karbanos. So it says Gemara, no, hasam b'chatos v'hashamos. When it's discouraging bringing too many karbanos, it's saying that you should be careful not to have to bring a chatos or a nasham. That if you bring a chatos or a nasham, it means you did something wrong. So that's the pasuk telling us, don't bring too many chatos v'hashamos. Don't put yourself in a position where you'd be required to bring too many chatos v'hashamos. But in a chinami, when it comes to olos and shlamim, bring as many as you want. Each time you show up, bring another olos and shlamim. It's no problem. So Gemara says, and I know that that's correct to Kid Rabbi Levi, because Rabbi Levi darshans the pasuk in a similar way. To Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Levi asks the stira, k'siv hokarag l'chami beis re'echa. On the one hand, it says that you should be scarce in the Beis HaMikdash, don't bring too many karbanos. Uksiv avo veis chaba olos. But then this pasuk says that you should always be showing up, bringing karbanos ola. So lo kasha kan bechatos v'ashamos kan b'olos u'shlamim. That's not a stira at all. When it comes to a chatos and an asham, don't bring too many of them. Don't behave in a way where you will have to bring too many of them. When it comes to an olah and shlamim, bring as many as you want. Tanya Amihachi and the Brisa supports this interpretation of these psukim. Are we sure that that's just telling us not to bring too many chatos and ashamos? Maybe it's about olah and shlamim as well. No, we have another pasuk that says that you were avo beischa ba'olos and ashalim l'chanedarai. So you see that you should bring a lot of olos and shlamim. Hamani mekayim okarag l'cham beis reyecha bechatos v'ashavos akos medaber. So what? Where are we saying that you should be more scarce to show up in the Beis HaMikdash? That's talking about with chataos and ashamos. So along the way, we had mentioned ve'ein nirin chatzain. The Bryce had mentioned this concept that you don't do half of a showing up to to be Ola Regel. So what does that mean? That Yirah calls Zechorcha, but not Lechatzayin. So two interpretations. Sav Rav Yosef Lemem. Rav Yosef thought that it meant Mandis Hayasar Banim Lalisku in the Chamisha Lemach Chamisha. That if a person has 10 sons, they should all go at the same time to the Beis HaMikdash. He shouldn't bring 5 of them today and then bring 5 of them the next day. Because if you can say that they're all chayv to be Ola, that we already know that they're all chayv to be Ola Regel from the fact that it says Zechorcha. So obviously all of his sons are included in Zechorcha. So when it says Kol Zechorcha, must be telling me that don't do some at a time, that you should bring them all at the same time together with the father. So I'm like, Abaye Pshita. Abaye says, well, of course that's true. Which of your children are you going to tell to be the Poshim who stay behind, and which are the ones that are going to be this reason that show up on time? Obviously, you're not going to favor some children over the other and tell, oh, you should be the religious ones, and you should be the Oisfarf. You should be the one that shows up. You don't do that. So that's obvious. No, that's not what the Pasuk means. Look at Acherim. The Pasuk is telling me what Acherim taught. The Tanya Acherim Omrim, that Acherim say, HaMekamet, V'Metzarif Nechoshes, if a person is someone who gathers dog excrement, or he's someone who works with copper of Aborsi, or he works with tanning hides, things like that, people who have very smelly professions, Peturim in Ari'iyah. They don't have to be Ol L'Regel, even in small groups. Shedemar Kol Zechorcha, Mishiyach Lalos, Im Kol Zechorcha, Yatzu'elu, Shenichon Lalos, Im Kol Zechorcha. Only people who can be around other people. But these are people that smell, so they can't really be around other people. So that's what we learn from Kol Zechorcha. That ain't near L'Chatzayin, that they're not able to go up in a large group, they're not obligated to go up in a small group. Because anyone who cannot go with Kol Zechorcha doesn't have to go partially either. Now this idea that we said before, that if you have 10 sons, you got to bring them all. You can't say 5 of them today, 5 of them tomorrow, because which ones are going to be the Zrizin and which ones are going to be the Poshim comes up in the context of an interesting discussion as relates to Purim Katan. So we got a Shushan Purim Katan today. So the Gemara Megillah Davavim Beis tells us that Reb Lazar Reb Yossi is very mistaver, where he says that if you read the Megillah on Adar Rishon and then this Abra Hashana, that you don't read the Megillah again on Adar Sheni. Meaning if you read in Yerushalayim today, they read the Megillah not knowing that there's going to be an Adar Sheni, and then they decided to add an Adar Sheni, then you don't have to read the Megillah again. Because any mitzvahs that are no-gos b'sheni are no-gos b'rishon, because ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. And when the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah comes on Adar Rishon, you should do it and not wait until Adar Sheni. So Tosus points out, from here you see that ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs is even if you only have one mitzvah. And it's meaning we normally think of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs as don't pass over one mitzvah to go do another one, that when there are two mitzvahs in front of you. Says Tosus, you see from here, even when you have only one mitzvah, that it's one mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, and we're applying the principle of ein ma'avirin, that you're not supposed to be ma'avir from reading it at the earlier time, unlike the Yesh Mepharshim who say that ein ma'avirin al mitzvah is only when you have two mitzvahs. So the Turi Evan disagrees with Tosos and says that the klal of ein ma'avirin al mitzvahs is even by mitzvah achas, where you could do it now or you could do it later, where you're mekayim right now because of ein ma'avirin. And he says mitzvah achas, he says it doesn't apply by mitzvah achas. By mitzvah achas, we don't say ein ma'avirin al mitzvahs. The lashon of ma'avirin is lav dafka, that anytime ein ma'avirin, it means when you have two mitzvahs, so you should do first this the mitzvah that you encounter first. And kol shekein, if you already began the mitzvah, you shouldn't stop the mitzvah for dvar reshus. But even for dvar mitzvah acheres, you're not allowed to be mafsik for the mitzvah that you've already started because of ein ma'avirin. So Turi Evan says, my raya is from our sugya. The Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, ein nirin chatzayin, because it says, yirah kol zechurcha. And Rabbi Yosef says that it means that if you have 10 sons, you shouldn't bring 5 today and 5 tomorrow. So Abaye says, of course you have to bring them all at the same time. Which ones are going to be this reason and which ones are going to be the poshim? So it sounds like those that go on that day are only Zrizim, that it's a midah of Zrizus and mitzvos that it's saying, but it doesn't say it would be a violation of Ein Ma'avirin al mitzvos not to go today. So why not? Why wouldn't it be a violation of Ein Ma'avirin al mitzvos? Says the Torah Evan, you see that Ein Ma'avirin al mitzvos doesn't apply to a single mitzvah, and it's just about timing. Am I going to do it today? Am I going to do it later? Because otherwise we wouldn't have called the people that show up Zrizim. We would say, okay, they're doing what they're obligated to do. They're not in violation of Ein Ma'avirin al mitzvos. The Avnei Nezer disagrees. The Avnei Nezer says, not a raya at all, because look at what we we call the guys who show up on the second day. We call them poshim. Why are we calling them poshim? They're poshim because they're violating Ein Mavirin ala mitzvah. So maybe there is such a principle of Ein Mavirin ala mitzvah. Okay, so now the new Mishnah is going to discuss how much which money to use to buy the different karbanos. So olos bimoed, the olos riyah that you bring when you come to be ol regal and you bring a chalamoed, bolos minachulin. That you can use behema skulin, you have to use behema skulin that was not huktash for any other karban, because since you're bringing it to fulfill your chiyuv, it can only be brought from chulin. Now shlamim and a meiser, the shalmi simcha that you bring to be able to have meat to eat for Simchas Yom Tov, that could even be brought from Meiser money, since the Torah says that you could bring that you could be Yotzei the mitzvah of Simcha with any basar kachim. It doesn't, you know, it could be any carbon meat. So even though it's already a Meiser, so it's already a chiv to bring it as a carbon anyway, so you could be Yotzei the Shalmi Simcha with that. Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, the Shalmi Chagiga that you bring for your chiv on the first day of Pesach or any the first day of any Yom Tov, Beishami Yom Chulin Beisil Omrim Mina Meiser. Beishami says Mina Chul, that it's like any other Dover Shemachova, whereas Basil says, no, you're allowed to bring that from Meiser as well. So now the Mishnah goes to discuss Shalmei Simcha, and it says that a person does not have to bring a special karban for the sake of Shalmei Simcha. Whatever karban you're bringing anyway, you can use that meat for Simcha. So Yisrael Yotzin Yidei Chavasan bin Adarman Adavos. If a Yisrael has an Adarman Adavos that anyway he's already promised that he's supposed to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, he can bring those in Adarman Adavos and use that for his mitzvah of Simcha. Or if he's got to bring Meiser Behema anyway, use that for the mitzvah of Simcha. Vakohanim, and the Kohanim who are allowed to eat kachem meat, they can be yotzei the mitzvah of Simcha b'chataos, v'ashamos, ubuchar, ubuchaz v'shok. All those things that only Kohanim are allowed to eat, they can use that for their mitzvah of Simcha. Avaloba ofos loba menachos. But they're not yotzei shalmi Simcha with ofos that only regalim bring for the karmel chatos, nor with menachos that are made from flour, because since there's no basar behema, so even though Kohanim get to eat it, you're not Yotzi the mitzvah of Simcha unless you have Basar Behema. Short of Basar Behema, it's not going to be a kiyum of the mitzvah of Simcha. So the Mishnah had said that the Olos Riyah, when you bring on Chol HaMoed, you have to bring Menachulin. Ela Olos Moed Hu Debos Menachulin. Sounds like only when you're B'Moed Hu Debos Menachulin. It's only when it's Chol HaMoed, the Karban Ola has to come from Chulin and can't be from something that's already a chiyuv. HaBiyom Tov sounds like that that which you're bringing as a Karban on Yom Tov, min a meiser, can even be from meiser. Amai, why is that true, that when you're bringing the Karban Ola on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring it from meiser? Dover Shebuchovihi, the Ola is a chiyuv, that it's also liros panav reikam, you're not allowed to go empty-handed. The rule in general is that anything that's a chiyuv has to come from chulin, that anything that the Torah says that you have to bring, whether it's a chovah to bring for a kapara, for a chet, or whether it's a chovah to bring at a particular time, you're not allowed to pay that chov with your Meiser Sheni money, or from that which you already took a neder and a davah to bring. So who had them by the Olas Riyah of Yom Tov itself? It's a chiyuv to bring it. Why in the world should you be able to use Meiser Sheni money to pay for that? V'chi tema, so says Gemara, maybe you're going to tell me that the reason it says Olos Bimoed is Hakamash Malan, that it's teaching us a din, Derech Agav, the din of Olas Riyah, that is the Olos Bimoed Baos, B'Yom Tovein Baos. Maybe he's telling me that you're only allowed to bring an Olas Riyah on Chol HaMoed. Not to be medayek that when you're bringing Olos Riyah on Chol HaMoed, you can use chulin money, you have to use chulin money, but if you bring it on Yom Tov, you have to use Meiser, you're allowed to even use Meiser Sheni money. No. Maybe it's telling me Olos B'moed Bos, B'Yom Tov in Bos, that you're not allowed to bring the Olos Riyah at all on Yom Tov, that you're only allowed to bring it on Chol HaMoed. So come on, well, who holds that way, that you're not allowed to bring the Olos Riyah on Yom Tov? K'Bei Shammai, that would be like Bei Shammai. Ditznam Bei Shammai Omer Mevi'in Shlomim Vein Somchan Alein Avalo Olos. Bei Shammai says you're not allowed to bring a Karban Ola on Yom Tov, because the Torah says Hu Levado Ye'aseh Lachem Lachem V'lo L'Gavoa. Bei Shammai darshins that you're not allowed to do Malach on Yom Tov for the sake of Gavoa. So if it's a Karban Ola, it's being eaten entirely, consumed entirely by the Mizbeach, person's not eating any part of it, so therefore he's not allowed to do that in Yom Tov. But Beis Hillel Amar Mevi'in Shlom V'Olos V'Somchan Aleim, Beis Hillel says you're allowed to bring an Ola also on Yom Tov, and also you're allowed to do Smicha, even though Smicha is a Shavus, for it's a mitzvah on Yom Tov, so you're allowed to do it. So they were never goes there. But so if the Tana of our Mishnah is coming to tell me not to bring Olos on Yom Tov at all, it turns out that the Tana of our Mishnah is going like the Beis Shammai against the Beis Hillel. That can't be what the Tanya of the Mishnah is doing. So we're back to the Kasha. Is it only in Chol HaMoed that Olos, Arbos, Minachulin, and on Yom Tov they could all of a sudden be brought with Maisa Sheni money? That's wild. So says Mar Chisuri Mechzra. No, we must be missing some words over here. V'achi Katani, and here's how to read it. Olos and Dar Mundavos, the Olos and Dar Mundavos that you chayv throughout the rest of the year, and when you bring them with you when you go to Yerushalayim on Yom Tov, b'moed ba'os, you could bring them in Chol HaMoed, b'yom tov eino ba'os. Whatever nedarim and davos you happen to be schlepping to Yerushalayim, you shouldn't bring as a karbonos on Yom Tov, only on Chol HaMoed, according to Beis Hillel, because there's no achilas adam. The ola is entirely burnt on the Mizbech. Olas re'iyah ba'afilu b'yom tov, but the olas re'iyah, which is a Yom Tov obligation, that you're allowed to bring even on Yom Tov, even though a person doesn't eat from it, and there's tashlumin to make up for it the rest of the days. But since the ikur mitzvah is to bring it on the first day, v'chagosa mosel, the pasuk says, that means on the first day of Yom Tov, therefore you're allowed to bring it on the first day of Yom Tov, v'kshi ba'a. And when you bring an olas re'iyah to the mizbeach, when you bring it as a karban, whether you bring it on Yom Tov or whether you bring it on Chol HaMoed, ein haba, elam en achulin. Certainly it has to come from chulin money. Certainly you're not allowed to use maaser sheni money. V'shalmei simcha ba'inaf min ha'maaser. Shalmei simcha can be brought even from maaser sheni money. V'chagigas Yom Tov rishon shal Pesach, and the chagiga that you bring on the first day of Yom Tov, v'shalmei omrim min achulin, v'shalmei omrim min ha'maaser. V'shalmei says has come from chulin money, v'shalmei says from maaser money. Tani nami hachi, we have a brisa that says just like this. Olos and Darman Davos, the Olos and Darman Davos that you just happen to bring along with you on Yom Tov, b'moed ba'os b'yom tov ein ba'os. You're only allowed to bring those kabbarnas chol moed, not on Yom Tov. Olos re'iya ba'afilu b'yom tov, but in Olos re'iya, you're allowed to bring even on Yom Tov, because it is a Yom Tov chiyuv. Ukshi ba'a ein ba'al min achul. But certainly, you have to use chul and money to pay for it, but v'shalmei simcha ba'anav min ha'maiser, shalmei simcha could be brought even from maiser sheni money, v'chagigas Yom Tov rishon shal Pesach, v'shalmei min achul, v'shalmei min ha'maiser. And the machlokes b'shalmei Beis Hillel is what money do you use to pay for the chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov? That Beis Shammai says it has to be chulin money. Beis Hillel says it could even be meiser money. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Maishma. Everyone have a great day.